This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hello and welcome to Saver, a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have an episode for you about arepas.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love some arepas.
Oh, me too.
Gosh. Was there any reason this was on your mind?
Who was there? It was so long ago that I chose this topic, like 4 days at least.
Wow.
It could have been anything.
An eternity.
No particular reason, I think, or like possibly like I got some like delivery from Arepa Mia relatively recently, which is a local restaurant, and so good. And they do the one with like the they do a bunch with fried plantains on them, and I'm like yes.
And I don't remember the first time I had arepas, but Arepa Mia was one of my first places I went. And at the time, it was located at the Sweet Auburn Market. So it used to be in what I called Dragon Con territory. So I associated it with Dragon Con. But now it's moved and it is in a different place, because I looked it up as we were doing this research. And I was like, oh, I've got to get some. They're a bit further away from me now.
Well. Yeah, that's all right. You know, it's worth it. Many things are worth a little bit of a trip.
It's true. It's true. And this is coming from someone who's like, you want me to drive 10 minutes? But you're right. You're right. I do have a favorite place in NYC. And I think anyone from New York, you could probably write in and you would know the place. I did not take the time to look at my New York map. But it's the place. You know what it is.
It's like the arepa place. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because people are like, this place. I'm very excited about them. I am concerned about the pronunciation throughout this episode, but as always,
we're gonna work it out just as best as we can.
We are. We are. Mm-hmm. And we have a few past episodes you could check out.
Yeah, for further corn flour related discussion, see our tamales episode and tacos as well. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cravings galore.
Oh, yeah. This was a very serious cravings episode. I feel like we say that every episode now. But
I think I would say like a solid 96% are cravings episode.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, nice, I guess. Yeah.
We do have one coming up that I'm not going to say that about, but I'll just leave it at that for right now.
And this is great because Lauren usually chooses, I'll give some suggestions, but she usually chooses the next topic. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. All right. That's fun. That's fun for me. That's fun for you listeners. Well, I guess this brings us to our question. Arepas. What are they?
Well, arepas can be a lot of things, but at the base, an arepa is a staple corn-based bread product that's typically formed into a disc and grilled or griddled to cook. They can be anywhere from thin and crunchy to thick and puffy, chewy to soft, baked or deep-fried, huge or little and snackable, sweet or savory, served with any number of mix-ins or toppings, split open like a bun and stuffed with fillings. It's bread. You know, and bread is like really good. it's like a hug from our ancestors. And bread is multitudinous. Arepas contain multitudes.
That's another pillow for savor, another slogan. That needs to be on a pillow. I love it.
Man, we should make more. Okay, anyway. Yeah. Here we go. Concentrating. The flour used to make arepas is made from dent corn, meaning corn that is not sweet, like the type that we eat fresh. Yeah. White or yellow varieties may be used. And the corn is usually hulled, cooked, and ground into a fine meal, and then dried. In Spanish, it's a harina de maíz, that is flour from corn. And if you're buying it, it'll be labeled a pre-cooked or a pre-cocida. A popular brand is called Masarepa. Yeah. I think that's become a generic term for this type of corn flour, like in English at least. That's what I saw this type of corn flour being referred to as on a lot of English language articles and posts. But at any rate, yes, because the corn has been cooked, you can make a dough from arepa by just adding water. This is different from like American cornmeal, which is ground and dried raw and often incorporates some or all of the hull. You cannot just add water to make dough from cornmeal. It's also different from masa harina, which we've talked about in our episodes on tamales and tacos. Masa harina is a flour made from corn that's been processed with alkaloids, which break down some of the molecules in the corn and help hull it and help make some of its nutrients more available and allows you to make dough from it with just water. In American English, this type of corn is called hominy. Future episode.
Yes.
Yeah. But of course, like now that I've said all that, like because there are infinite recipes for arepas, like of course there are totally arepas made with ground hominy or with masa harina or with ground sweet corn, because why not?
Yeah, as you said, multitudinous.
Multitudinous, yes. Mm-hmm. But okay, so the basic idea here is that you make a dough with this pre-cooked corn flour and water and, you know, like salt, maybe a little bit of fat. Form it into a disc and cook it however you choose, but probably low and slow so that you get like a nice crisp browned outside and a soft inside. And it can be served just like that, like toast, alongside breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or eaten as a snack, maybe spread with butter or with like a dipping sauce. Or.
Ooh, uh-huh.
You could use milk in the dough instead of water. You could add cheese to the dough. You could stuff the dough with cheese or egg or cooked meat or beans or veg before you cook it so that you wind up with this like baked in tasty center. Once they are cooked, you can top them with whatever you want. You can split them open and fill them with whatever you want. I will say that splitting them open and filling them is more a Venezuelan thing than a Colombian thing. And would more properly be called arepas rellenas, but you can find all types in both countries and up into Panama and wherever humans with this culinary tradition in their history have immigrated.
Mm. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Well, speaking of, what about the nutrition?
it really does depend. Generally speaking, you know, this is a starch, and starches help fill you up. But to keep you going, it's best to pair them with protein and vegetable and a little bit of fat. So, yeah.
Mm. Mm-mm. Can do. All right. Well, we do have some numbers for you.
Yeah. This one's fun. So research in the 1980s determined that the ideal particle size for arepa flour is between 297 and 420 micrometers.
Wow. Very precise. Mm-hmm. Very precise.
Science, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
There is a website called locosporlasarepas.com that maps international restaurants serving arepas. They currently list some 400 spots in some 45 countries on their Maprepa.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, that's their pun, not mine.
That is excellent. Oh my gosh, and very important work. Thank you.
Yeah. Check it out. Check it out for sure. Locosporlasarepas.com. There's a Guinness record for the largest arepa. It was set in 2011 by the brand Harina Pan, and it weighed 493.2 kilos. That's 1,087 pounds. It took an hour to cook in a giant custom-made, like almost like sandwich maker, because it applied heat from the top and the bottom, so you didn't have to flip it. You know, that would have been probably too much.
No.
Yeah. And it was served up to some 2,800 employees of the brand.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've read about bigger ones, but I don't think Guinness was in on them. So it's one of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is an arepa festival in Colombia every year that tours multiple cities from August through December, ending in Bogota. I love this. If anyone has ever been, I'm not totally positive it's still happening. Like, please, if you have any more information, let us know. Because like,
yes,
there's like only so much I can do when a lot of the sources are in Spanish. Google Translate only gets you so far. but right. So vaguely related. Back in 2005, the Colombian Academy of Gastronomy published a 16,000-word investigation into arepa culture through these interviews and this research that they did around the country. And they found 72 varieties of arepas in Bogota alone.
Wow. I love it. Research. Very important research.
Yeah.
72 varieties.
Love it.
Uh-huh. And then in Venezuela, there's an expression that goes, a baby is born with an arepa under their arm. Yeah. And outside of food shortages, which we are going to talk about more in the history section, the average Venezuelan eats about 2 arepas per day.
Which is actually down from the 1970s when I read it was more like 3 or 4 a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have quite a bit of history for you.
Oh, we do. And we are going to get into that as soon as we get back from a quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsors.
Yes, thank you.
So, arepas go back to pre-Columbian times in South America, specifically the areas that would become Venezuela and Colombia, when several indigenous peoples made a variety of corn cakes. And corn is for sure a separate episode.
Yeah.
I think we've been skirting that one just as much as we have potatoes, to be honest.
Absolutely.
We've done a lot of like auxiliary stuff, but
yeah,
no.
It's gonna we should not have tried to do a single episode about rice. Like it's gonna need to be broken down a lot more than that.
Agreed.
So that you do not die.
Agreed. I mean, my brain still hurts just at the mention of that one. So yes, corn, separate episode. But corn was very important. It was a very important staple for many in the Americas, where it grew natively. And thanks to archaeological evidence, researchers believe that people may have been making an arepa or something like it with the cultivation of corn in the Andes over 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, the word arepa comes from an indigenous Carib language word for corn, irepa.
And indigenous women from these areas would soak kernels of maize, remove the husk, dry them out, and then grind them up to make flour. And then they would then take that flour and combine it with water to make balls of dough that they would then flatten into these discs. And then the discs were toasted on these hot, flat clay pans, leaving the insides nice and moist.
Yeah.
Mmm. And that pan was called a budare, and it was very culturally significant to the point that in the 16th century, an observer likened them to a sacrificial stone for the rite of the first bread.
Wow. Huh. Mm-hmm. Today, budares are more often made from cast iron, but they're still like often like a kind of like beloved, like center of a kitchen and like family heirloom kind of situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. Yeah. And yes, arepas are incredibly customizable, so local ingredients were incorporated into the dough and fillings, and when new ingredients were introduced into whatever region, those were tossed in as well. There was a lot of experimentation. And through this, we see all kinds of cultural influences that provide historical touch points and context to mm-hmm. the history of these places and their peoples. One popular example is arepa de huevo, or an arepa filled with raw egg and perhaps stewed beef and then deep fried once again, which sounds so good.
Yeah.
And it's believed to be Tunisian in origin.
Huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. By the 17th century, a Franciscan man in South America described these arepas, quote, in the form of a thin tortilla cooked at tamed fire, abundant with eggs, fat, and other things on top.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. So these colonial influences are where Venezuelan arepas, anyway, transitioned from being more of like a staple starchy side to really being incorporated into main dishes, filled with proteins and vegetables. Creating the flour for arepas was done by hand and usually by women in mortar and pestle type devices. First, like earlier, a stone dish of sorts called a metate, and later with a larger wooden pilon. selling arepas was a cottage industry up until technological innovation. In 1954, an engineer in Venezuela by the name of Luis Caballero Mejias developed an industrial method of making pre-cooked corn flour. He released it under the brand La Arepera, and it was immediately popular because it was such a time saver. A few years later, the leading Venezuelan food company, Empresas Polar, I've never heard it out loud, but I assume that that is how it's said, they bought the patent. And it seems that they had a couple of employees working on an industrial method of corn hulling at the time as well.
Yes. And then in late 1960, Empresas Polar released their brand of pre-cooked corn flour, Harina Pan.
They hired some 400 people to, like, travel around the country demonstrating its use.
And it is still one of the most popular products for cooking arepas in Venezuela in our modern times.
I've read that this brand name is used generically in Venezuela for, like, arepa flour. And they had a display in Times Square in 2020 for the brand's 60th anniversary.
That's great. Yeah. I want to look it up. I want to see it.
I know. So with this innovation where previously arepas would have been a food primarily eaten at home, these products created a market segment for arepas produced at restaurants and for restaurants devoted to arepas. One such arepera chain, Hermanos Alvarez, started out in Caracas in the 1950s and became famous for their, like, fun and or, like weird at the time, like, filling and topping combinations. And a lot of their names for these combos persist through today, like, across arepa culture. Like certainly the menu options at, like, Arepa Mia here in Atlanta are named for those things. That's just what they're called.
In the 1990s, Venezuela produced about 800,000 tons of corn flour a year.
Whew.
And populist President Hugo Chavez took power in Venezuela from 1999 to 2015.
Yeah. And the political and social turmoil that he and a bunch of other situations created is ongoing. Infrastructure like water and sanitation and the electric grid has crumbled, affecting, both like daily life and, of course, also agriculture. National crop production has decreased significantly over the past 20 years. Over 18% of the population has left since 2014. As of 2021, it was estimated that 77% of Venezuela's 28 million remaining residents were living in extreme poverty.
Over 5.9 million Venezuelans immigrated, and they took arepas with them, spreading them the world over. And we did see a spike in their global popularity during this time.
Yeah. Making and selling arepas and, like, you know, using and sharing that cultural heritage has helped some of the immigrants get back on their feet wherever they've landed. Shout out, by the way, to Diana Valero and her article, The Journey of the Arepa, from November of 2021. It was very helpful for me in putting together a lot of various little bits and bobs that I've had throughout here. Also that month, November of 2021, of course, Disney released the movie Encanto about a Colombian family with various magical powers, or not. The healer of the party works her magical remedies via arepas.
I mean, what a way to heal. That's how I would love to be healed, is via arepas.
Hard. I mean, agree.
Of course. Obviously. It's so good. Every time I watch it, I want one so badly. Well, I guess that's what we have to say about arepas for now.
Yes, but we do have some listener mail for you, and we are going to get into that as soon as we get back from one more quick break for a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel.
And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit Pronamel.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with Listener.
Listener.
We were just talking about karaoke. And Encanto has made it into my songs now, especially Surface Pressure.
Yeah. Surface Pressure is a really good song.
And I bought a karaoke machine during the pandemic. And it was like one of those ones where you have the YouTube video and you watch the YouTube video with the lyrics and you sing along with this karaoke machine. It's got all these lights and everything.
Oh, right. And, yeah.
I was doing Surface Pressure and the internet connection was too slow, so the lyrics weren't working, but I just knew them all by heart. And the song ended and my friends, there was a moment of silence and then they were like, Eddie, are you okay?
All right. Okay.
So Zara wrote, first, I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work in putting together such a fun and informative podcast. Oh, thank you. I have been listening for quite a while, and your rice cooker episode finally provided me with an opportunity to write you guys. Mm-hmm. I am Persian American, and in Persian rice cookers, the crisp rice on the bottom of a rice cooker is called tadig, which literally translates to bottom of the pot. Persian-style rice cookers are especially designed to make a foolproof tadig, but advanced Persian cooks can make them in a pot on the stovetop. Tadig is a dish that all Persians will fight over because it is so beloved.
Oh.
I believe it. That sounds delicious.
Right? Yeah, no, any type of, like, crisped rice situation is oofta. So good.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about rice cookers that I learned from that episode was that they have been customized to different tastes and different cultures around the world.
Oh, it's amazing. It sounds so good. Oh, Kenna wrote, I think it was your show that opened me up to reusing jelly jars after a listener mail segment where someone from Australia mentioned it. I've started canning jelly in bon moment jars and can confirm that it works great. I did buy new jar lids. I also needed more reassurance that it was safe and found lots of university extension websites with information. You can also can in Classico brand pasta sauce jars. They are just tall, skinny mason jars.
I love this. I love, once again.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, you have this community and you build off each other and you write about what someone else has written and that you give each other advice. I love that. Love
so
that
good.
So much. And then I know we've told this story before, but we have a good friend and coworker, Alex, who every year makes eggnog for his friends. And he gives them out in these like little mason jars with lids. And I've had people fight me for those jars. People have asked me about them. They really want them. Like, They're popular jars. People really.
Wow.
I mean, nothing to sneeze at a good jar.
they're good jars. Oh, I wonder if there's been like a pandemic like shortage of jars or something.
Well, thanks to both of those listeners for writing. If you would like to write to us, you can. Our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod. And we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.